John Kingston, a Boston-based lawyer and investor, is a Republican running for U.S. Senate with the hope of bringing bipartisanship back to Congress. But to be able to take on Elizabeth Warren in the general election in November, Kingston first has to win a three-way GOP primary race. In our series of conversations with each of the Republican Senate candidates, we spoke with John Kingston about immigration, opioids, and Senator Warren.
She is the most divisive figure in this country right now that's on the ballot. And so basically why I'm in this race is to stand against that form of extremism from the left. And, you know, I'm going to provide the voters of Massachusetts a good choice. They want people that can reach across the divides, show independence of mind and character, and bring people together. They should be looking at me.
You once renounced your Republican Party membership in protest over Donald Trump's 2016 bid for the presidency, and you poured $1 million into an attempt to fund a third-party candidate to challenge him. But you've changed your tune, as I understand it, come around and supporting President Trump. Explain the switch.
I just thought that there was a better solution for Americans than Hillary Clinton and President Trump. And that was the position I was taking in 2016. And, you know, as soon as he became president, he is the president. And when the administration does good things, I'm supportive of it. I think the generals, the defense, the justices, regulatory rollback, tax relief, I think those are good things and consistent with the American values that I'm in favor of.
How are you feeling about President Trump now in light of the convictions of the former Trump confidants, Paul Manafort and Steve Cohen?
The criminal justice system is working, and I'm glad that Manafort and Cohen were caught for their illegalities and convicted.
I'm wondering then how you feel about the reports that the president is considering pardoning Manafort and possibly firing Attorney General Jeff Sessions and maybe the special counsel Robert Mueller. How do you feel about that, and would you advise him against it?
I stand with the very, very strong voices in Washington who say that those are bad ideas. You know, the Mueller investigation should be able to run its course.
Let's run through some issues. Security when it comes to immigration is a top priority for you. What's your stance on the wall? Should the Senate pass the funds to build it?
There's already order of magnitude 700 miles of wall. All anybody's talking about is just doing more in a proportionate amount to ensure our security. So more border wall has been the position of the Democratic Party forever, as well as the Republican Party, and now it's just an enormous issue.
But is it a priority for you as senator?
Both sides can agree that we should secure our borders in order to provide security. We've politicized and made hyper-partisan.
Yeah, but you haven't answered the question. I'm sorry, I got to interrupt. When it comes to a vote in the Senate and you're there, you're going to vote up or down on it?
Yeah, I think actually, with all respect, I think I'm completely answering your question, which is that any sensible person,
button in front of you is red or green. On the floor of the Senate, you press red to vote no, green to vote yes. Which button are you pressing?
I am voting for something which has long been a bipartisan commitment to secure the American people. I mean, we talked about, Bob, that 72,000 opioid deaths in this country.
Actually. We're going to get to opioids.
Well, can I jump in?
Yeah.
72,000 opioid deaths in this country last year, 2017. That's an increase from 63,000 the year before, another 14% increase year over year. As you know, that's order of magnitude, approximately 1.5 times the number of people who died in the entire Vietnam War, died in the entire Korean conflict.
Okay, I would point out that you failed to answer the question, so we will move on.
I actually did say it earlier on. I said I would do exactly what bipartisan consensus has long been, which is to secure American borders.
What needs doing at the congressional level in the fight against the opioid epidemic besides securing the border?
Well, it's multifaceted, of course. Ensuring that easy access to these supercharged synthetic opioids is something which is critical. Charlie Baker and the Baker administration have done a wonderful job here in this state to address the mental health side of it, you know, put more hospital beds online over time. So those are at least three facets that we need to be working on and leaning into heavily.
All three of the GOP candidates running for U.S. Senate, including you, talk a lot about Senator Elizabeth Warren, but you don't really talk a lot about the race between the three of you. So I want to end this way. Make the case for yourself against your two Republican primary opponents. Why are you the better choice?
Bottom line is that Massachusetts voters in the general election will always opt for the independent-minded, solutions-driven, pragmatic candidate. My entire life, I've reached across partisan and racial lines to bring people together of goodwill to find American solutions to problems.
John Kingston, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, very good to having you in. Thanks a lot.
Bob, thank you very much. Appreciate it.